The Era of Mahler. On the 11th of May, 1897, Gustav Mahler gave his inaugural performance at the Haus am Ring as conductor of Richard Wagner's Lohengrin. The success was tremendous. A few months later, on the 15th of October, he took over the direction of the Vienna Court Opera. Without a doubt, Gustav Mahler remains the most important director of the opera house to this day. He had already helped to give new importance to opera houses in Budapest and Hamburg, among others, but under his energetic will to reform, the Vienna State Opera blossomed into the best music theatre stage in the world. Together with the stage designer Alfred Rolle, he revolutionised the performances as director, conductor and stage manager. Stage design and lighting became a symbolic expression of the inner content of each work. Directing was given a new status. Purely beautiful singing without any inner connection to the content was rejected, and Mahler mercilessly put a stop to musical sloppiness. Wagner's work is finally performed in the complete original version. Important first performances line his time, made radiant by significant artist engagements. Mahler's will to improve can even be seen in small details. For example, the auditorium must be darkened as early as the overture, and late arrivals were only allowed entry during the intermissions. Intrigues, bureaucracy, and anti-Semitic attacks, but also Mahler's seriously ailing health, brought his directorate to an early end in 1907.